Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey,
Rex. Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC. KC, D-Lo, we got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo, we a number one spot, we a number one spot for some sports, huh, got the city going crazy when we work, huh, we top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh, and when you need the real, we is who you search, huh, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we a number one spot.
Let's go, baby, where them air horns at? We let them ride one more time because everybody's tweeting their listening habits, their YouTube views with D'Lo and KC and ESPN 1320 and yes, the insiders indeed. All at the top of the list, man. We appreciate you guys so much. Please keep those podcast wrap-ups, those Spotify wrap-ups, those YouTube wrap-ups. Keep posting those and tagging us in them, man. We absolutely love to see them as we welcome in here to the Wednesday, December 3rd edition of D'Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barlin.
The ultimate needle mover in God Mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
The worst slums
alongside
of Sacramento.
EP.
What are you doing with him?
Indeed, December 3rd. Remember, Dusty Baker is going to be at the Nugget in Granite Bay today from 5 to 7. So come through, taste some wine with Dusty Baker. Like, it's a legit wine tasting.
Yeah.
The bottles will be cracked. Chick will be out there pouring, and Dusty will be there with his toothpick, hanging out, talking to everybody, taking pictures, signing bottles. If you're looking for a gift for someone, you don't know what to get them, an autographed bottle of Baker Family Wines will be spectacular.
Absolutely.
I promise.
Absolutely.
I promise. So that is from 5 to 7 today at the Nugget.
We'll slide over there for a little bit. You slide over there?
Yeah, we'll be there. Yes, sir.
Slide there for a little bit.
So there you have it. It's official. D'Lo and KC will be there. Jake Gaden will be here at 147 for his weekly visit. Excited to talk to him after what he had, what I'm sure was a great Thanksgiving holiday that ended with him at Gillette Stadium on Sunday night. We'll talk to Trista Crick. We had to move Trista Tuesdays to Wednesdays, but it's all good. We'll talk to her at 215, and then James will be back with us at the top of the 3 o'clock hour as the Sacramento Kings take on the Houston Rockets tonight. Obviously a very, very newsworthy day as news of a bizarre situation involving Chris Paul and the Los Angeles Clippers broke in the middle of the night, where Chris Paul is in fact no longer a member of the Los Angeles Clippers, I guess.
It's crazy.
But they didn't. Well, he is. They sent him home.
Yeah.
But they didn't waive him. They haven't cut him. He was just told to go home. And the verbiage is he is no longer a member of this team. And the Clippers have said, well, we'll work with him on the next phase of his career. Everything that has come out since that tweet, which came out sometime in the middle of the night, has been how bad it is between Chris Paul, Ty Lue, Chris Paul, Lawrence Frank, Chris Paul and the Clippers organization. And I guess the front office just got, I guess they just weren't interested in hearing how bad they are and told Chris Paul to go home. So we thought that was a pretty big story, partly because how bad the Los Angeles Clippers are, We're approaching what has been dubbed the beginning of trade season. This is a team that is beyond desperate to get something going. Chris Paul was having a nice little ending to what we thought was going to be his career, back with the team that he essentially put on the map. And then Shams tweeted about, 30 minutes ago that Giannis Antetokounmpo and his agent have begun talks with the Milwaukee Bucks about finding a new place for him to play basketball. And that changes everything. Because we were talking, and I think it was just yesterday, but we've talked about it a million times. We could talk Zach LaVine, we could talk Domantas Sabonis, but then you got to throw in the likes of Trae Young, you've got to throw in the likes of Ja Morant, you even got to ask questions about Anthony Davis. We've got a potentially really explosive trade deadline that just got significantly bigger because Giannis Antetokounmpo is on the market, to a degree. On the market, and nothing, absolutely nothing in this league will happen until there is some clarity to this Giannis Antetokounmpo situation.
Hey, you want to talk about seeking clarity?
Man.
You want to talk about seeking clarity?
Shout out to the originator of that phrase.
The NBA is looking to seek clarity on Giannis Antetokounmpo and what's going to happen with him next. This we talked about a little bit on the handoff, but I mean this is where it was gonna go.
Yep.
And now
we've known this forever.
Especially now, because at least publicly, Giannis isn't putting it out there that I want out. So we'll just go by publicly. Maybe have a completely different tune privately. But publicly, he's like, I'm not sure. And we talk about, Giannis, you're saying that you want out. If this is what's going on and this is the dialogue that's going on in Milwaukee now has to take this as he wants out.
The verbiage.
And there is no, oh, let's see what he says. No, we're about to do what's best for business. We're open for business, NBA. Come talk to us. We're moving Giannis. Yeah, he hasn't quote-unquote given us the I want out speech, at least publicly. But we're taking it as that. We're ready to move on from him.
So the verbiage of Shams' tweet is as such, and I'm just going to say his agent Alex so I don't butcher this man's last name. Giannis Antetokounmpo and his agent Alex S. have started conversations with the Milwaukee Bucks about the two-time NBA MVP's future and discussing whether his best fit is staying or elsewhere, sources tell ESPN, a resolution is expected in the coming weeks. There is no scenario where the best fit after all of this is Milwaukee. This keeps happening over and over and over again. The one thing that is different between this and what happened this past offseason, the offseason before, and I can't remember, but probably the offseason before that, is that it's happening during the season. This is the one difference. It's now happening during the season. But, Giannis and his team, they're going to meet with the Bucks. No one who is happy does that.
This many damn times.
Right. Like, okay, if you do this, I use the Dwight Howard example about how Dwight desperately wanted to be the good guy. Maybe a better example is Dame Lillard. Dame Lillard, and now there was no 10 toes down with Giannis, but Dame, it was constantly like, no. Maybe. Remember the time Dame was like getting on a plane? Do you remember that?
It was the Olympics. It was the Olympics.
And Dame was literally like boarding a plane going, it's fine. Everything's fine. And then, next time around, it's like, it's not fine. It never ends with the player staying in the city.
Right.
Not once. It's never once ended that way. We said a year and a half ago, this is no different. And Giannis met with the Bucks. Great. Nothing. Giannis met with the Bucks. Great. Then the Knicks report comes out. And it felt like the Knicks report was the change. That was like, aha. So there was a deeper conversation than clarity. there was a go talk to this team, see what it looks like. That ultimately went nowhere for whatever reason, probably a variety of them. And, you know, now we're in this situation where you try to tough it out. You get off to a bad start. You miss some games. The team is a disaster. The Miles Turner signing isn't working the way that you want to. You're celebrating Dame Lillard being gone because for whatever reason that didn't work. And none of this has worked for you. And now Giannis is like, yeah, I've got to get out of here.
So let me ask you this. If Giannis was given the permission, his representation or whoever, the Bucks went rogue, whatever. If the stuff that took place with the Knicks really took place, which I believe it did, then why is it not a public declaration that he's available for trade? You think that's Giannis's side trying to hold on to it? You think the Bucks are trying to hold on to something or keep a secret for him? Or like, because once you say, to your point, once you say, hey, you can go talk to the Knicks about trading me there. That's the answer. Like, as much as we're like reading tea leaves with Giannis, no, that's the answer. You want out.
Yeah.
So at that point, once that got out, why isn't it, hey, league, we're open for business? Why do we even have this report?
Maybe the Bucks are holding on. Well, we've discussed this before. We've discussed the if you're the Milwaukee Bucks, can you just do it? Like, the hell, I don't care what Giannis wants. Team A called.
Right.
I like their offer. I'm trading Giannis. Like, there's a lot of, this is very literal political maneuvering. This is, well, we know we're losing Giannis, but it can't be our decision. We have to make it be his. And if the conversation with the Knicks went nowhere, then it's obviously out there. The context is there. Mm-hmm. The league can determine on its own. So you tried to trade Giannis? Did you try to trade Giannis? And then you go back to the report. It's not like it was weeks and weeks and weeks of negotiating and it just fell through and it didn't happen. It's like there was a conversation. The conversation seemed to lead to nothing, and that was that.
Yeah.
That report came out months later, and who knows what has happened with the league in terms of what type of calls were made. But if I'm the Bucks, this tweet from Shams Charania, this is the tweet that I need now. Giannis and his agent have begun talks. It is on Giannis now. It's on Giannis and his representatives. This was the out the Bucks needed. The Bucks can continue to play babyface for their fan base because Giannis is leaving. The Bucks aren't. So the Bucks aren't responsible to one guy. They're responsible to 17,000 season ticket holders and however many, 20, 30, 40, 50,000, 100,000, whatever, how many ever, you know, filter in, to the Deer District, during an NBA season. They're responsible to them. So how they play this is really important. And it's just political maneuvering.
And you're right. Everything that you said is right.
Thank you. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
But like we like to say, like we were alive for this. We were out here. Who in Milwaukee? I'm sure there are people. I shouldn't say that. But people in Milwaukee are really like, if the Bucks would have traded him in August.
Mm-hmm.
How could you trade Giannis? He never said he wanted to leave. Bro, he's... As a matter of fact, those people, and I know you can't... It's a business as well. You can't do that. I'm not listening to them. Because you know he's been trying to get out of here for 2 years. You know that.
I think you think too highly of others.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, that's not others, but the Bucks.
No, you can't be worried about those people. But you do have to worry about them because if that's your fan base, yeah, you do have to worry about them.
Where is it?
Can I find it quick enough? I might not be able to find it quick enough. You need the heel turn.
Oh my God!
You need it.
Oh my God.
You have to have that. Yeah. Giannis has got to hit him with the chair, and that you've got to have that process. Otherwise, you're John Cena, and that didn't work out for anybody.
That was just stupid.
That's what I mean.
But that didn't make any sense, and nobody got traded.
No. Well, The Rock might have.
The Rock might have gotten traded.
Go back.
I understand.
I think the last time this came up, I can't remember if it was last offseason or the season before, either Trista or Leezy cut a video of the three of us talking about Giannis. Mm-hmm. And it was the first time I made the Dwight Howard Orlando comp then. And this act with Milwaukee is tired. Mm-hmm. And that clip got circulated, and the amount of people on the clip in the comments section, again, we're working with small sample sizes, is, how could you say this? Giannis has never asked for a trade. No, Giannis is not standing on top of whatever iconic building is in the Deer District going, get me out of here. But, and this is the point I think you were trying to make a second ago, to anyone who's paying attention, he doesn't want to be there.
He didn't ship his family out of the city, out of the country.
He's left the age. We got them all out of here. Yeah, I'm with you in that regard. I'm sympathetic to the organization in that you have to handle this perfectly because you're teetering. You can deal, if you handle this properly, you can deal with being a bad basketball team. There's bad basketball teams all over the league. Mm-hmm. You could deal with that. You can't deal with being a bad, hated basketball team.
No, Sacramento.
Because Milwaukee, trust us. Trust us when we tell you, you do not want to be a bad and hated basketball team within your fan base. The hole that Scott Perry has to dig out of seems to be getting deeper by the day. You've got bulldozers throwing dirt building your grave here, and you've got to make sure you manage this properly. This tweet, though, this report from Shams Charania is probably the best thing that could happen to the Milwaukee Bucks. This is enough. Because it's not off-season. Off-season meetings with teams and stars, they're not unusual. And if you're Giannis, you can I just met with my team, man. I meet with my team every year. You guys are making too much of this. Mm. Now it's different.
Yeah.
Now the Bucks have all they need to remain the baby faces within their Milwaukee, within their with their fan base.
Yeah.
They can now. There's a part two to that though. You've got to execute this trade properly. You have to set a clear direction for what you're doing. We don't need any Comic Sans letters. We don't need any. We're gonna win a championship before Giannis. Mm. We're gonna be great. We're not. We don't need to do any of that.
Right.
Address your fan base. Assure them. You know, when the trade is done. Address your fan base. Assure them that you did. You know, everything that you could, and you're gonna attempt to. You're gonna do everything you can to build a winner and to get back to the Deer District being one of the hottest places in the league. You're taking all of the steps right now to do that. You don't have to make any grand proclamations about your plan or your team, just that you're taking the proper steps to build a product that they'll enjoy.
Yep.
And the future of your basketball team, with all due respect, this isn't De'Aaron Fox. This isn't Trae Young.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't Ja Morant. This is Giannis Antetokounmpo. This is the guy who has won back-to-back MVPs who really could have five of them.
Mm.
Like, he has had five MVP caliber seasons in the last 5 years. It's just Jokic has two. Joel has two. Those three players dominated the MVP conversation for five straight years. Yeah. Look at his numbers today.
Oh, he's arguably the best player in the game today. I can make an argument. I'm not saying that's what I agree, but his numbers are insane on both sides of the floor.
And he has very clearly told his current basketball team that he doesn't want to be there anymore.
But where does
he want to be? That's a big question.
Right.
Because you have a year and an option, and there's waters that you have to navigate if you're giving up three first-round picks. And I assume any team that is acquiring him is giving up at minimum, mm-hmm. bare minimum. Desmond Bane got four. Bare minimum, you're giving up three first-round picks.
Desmond's been cooking lately.
They turned it around quick.
Desmond, I think back-to-back games, 37 and 35.
They are the opposite of what the Kings were. Right. They were a little sketchy to start, where it was like, oh, no, what's going on here? Now they're cooking with gas.
The other aspect of this as well, to your point originally about playing the game if you're Houston, I believe, I'm not sure, Milwaukee's going through an ownership change. And this would be like one of the first decisions of the new ownership. I think that happened like last year, maybe 2 years ago. And this is, I say that to say this new group hasn't built up the equity that maybe the previous group did, building an arena, drafting Giannis, bringing a championship to Milwaukee. I think this is a new group. In the last 2 years, maybe a year and a half?
The majority owner is the same.
Mm.
The Haslams are involved with the Bucks now.
Gotcha.
Stand by. So if I have this right, the majority ownership in the team has not changed.
Gotcha, okay.
But
I know that was a big talking point. Probably about a year ago.
I don't know. Is Wes
coming in?
Is Wes Adams the? Yeah, he is the primary owner.
Okay.
Yeah, Jimmy Haslam's involved too. The funny thing, Jimmy Haslam owns. Isn't Jimmy Haslam? I guess this is just the beauty of being a billionaire, and I don't want to say anything out of pocket. So let me.
You would know.
Okay. Yeah, he was involved in some sort of like fraud scheme.
Oh, I didn't realize.
But he paid a $92 million penalty and it just went away. God bless it. Goodness gracious.
Oh my gosh.
Jimmy Haslam. Only know who he is because he's a University of Tennessee alum, and his name and those Pilot gas stations are everywhere in Tennessee.
That's how he made his fortune. The
Pilot gas station. Yeah.
Doesn't he own the Browns too?
Yeah. Yep, he sure
Pilot
does.
Pilot gas stations, which means oil, which means what? What did Jerry say?
I'm not doing that. I already knew. I didn't have to finish your sentence. I knew what you're talking about. I'm not doing that. Don't look over here.
Also, shame on you for setting Jesse up like that. What's wrong with you?
Just
is that key
question.
On the board? Is that? Do we even have that key on the board?
Which one?
You're talking about the line about Jimmy Jones.
Oh, that might be on yours. That's not. Jones, I won't Jerry let this Jones. One
it's
touch
not on mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not on mine.
What did Jerry say?
Say it. You know what he said. Yeah, yeah say it. Come on, tough guy.
You're like the big brother egging the little brother on to do something stupid. Except the little brother doesn't fall for any of it. Here, Zabo got you. Zabo's got you.
Read it because the radio audience doesn't know, Kenny.
Yeah, go ahead, read that.
This is what Zabo had to say. Not me. Built his fortune in glory holes.
Thank you. We're all adults.
What about this one?
Well, that one's crazy.
What? It
That's
says
what
it was
said. That's what he said.
I don't remember that quote.
Do it in the voice. Do it in the voice.
I think he said it on the doc, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it doesn't count for you if you say it in the voice.
Go ahead, Casey. It's your boy.
Well, built my fortune on a glory hole, and I'll tell you, it was a gusher.
See? We're all good.
That's going to be clipped, but it's not my voice. It's not my voice.
I didn't even think about clipping that until you said something right now.
Oh, man. Speaking of documentaries, I told you I started Puff.
Yeah.
It's actually so far, like it's a solid doc. Like the person isn't solid, but the way they did it, the people they talked to, how far they went back, it's a good job.
50 insisted the documentary is fair. Like he doesn't like him, but it's not a hit piece. Like he's insistent that this is a fair documentary.
And to be honest with you, so far it is. I only saw the first episode. So far,
how many episodes is it?
I think it's four.
Are they?
It's fair. Man. It is literally. It's damn near like. So far, it's damn near just journalism, and like firsthand accounts.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it. And I think about you all the time now when I watch documentaries. You say either entertain me or educate me. And I didn't know nothing about Puffy's upbringing and all this other stuff.
Oh, okay.
It educates you on that and kind of shows why he might have been shaped the way he ended up being shaped. So far, it's good. Once again, I've enjoyed the doc, not the person, but it's a very well put together documentary so far.
Interesting.
The crazy part is they took Puff was doing a documentary himself. As he was like turning himself in, and he was, Sal, that's how they got the footage of Puff saying, "I'm losing." Like he had a camera crew following him the entire time.
I don't think I knew that. I think
it was supposed to be for Netflix. Obviously, it got scrapped. Somehow, 50 got this footage, and he's using all that footage.
There's no somehow. It was Netflix's.
Well, I guess so.
Netflix was doing the doc. Yeah. Like, we're not doing this, but we've got the footage already.
Yeah.
So here, Curtis, you can have it.
So it starts with Puff like 5 days before he turned himself in the hotel room, talking to his attorney, like cameras all in the hotel. It's like, damn. Wow. I was like, how'd they get this? And then they say how they got it.
Wow. We'll come back. Obviously, this Giannis Antetokounmpo story is going to dominate the news cycle. The Kings are back on the floor tonight. They're in Houston. Houston, could they get involved in the Giannis Antetokounmpo thing? Could the San Antonio Spurs get involved? Is it the New York Knicks or bust? What the hell is going on with the Los Angeles Clippers? We've got all of that ahead. Trista Crick, Jake Gaydon, James Hamm, all ahead here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.